On the day that I die, take me to the arroyos, as the sun slips behind the mountains, and just as the rain has subsided. If the fates would allow a few sentient moments before death midwifes me, then let my fingertips scrawl an idle spiral into the wet earth, and let them all lay down beside me as they do tonight in this bed, all three of them, tucked into my knees and laced into my hips and curled against my collarbone. May their measured breaths be my vigil candles, and the gold poppies the chalices from which we share the benediction of wine, lips stained from sudores. Write poems on my body in honey, so that I may be divine nectar for the monarchs as they begin their own migration and hibernation. Call my name to the canyons, and then call yours, so the echoes fill the walls of my womb again, and keep it going until my very body is a singing bowl. Wash my hands and feet and hair with the desert rain, and place the blooms of the dogwood into my braids, because I'll never forget that it was the first tree that I climbed, and how the rain made me cry. Weave me a shroud, the shape of the stars on the nights they were each born, so that even with eyes closed, my fingers can find the braille of their stories in those constellations. Drape my neck in prayer beads of juniper berries and rose hips, and let the resin of one creosote leaf rest in the hollow of my neck, for it gave me voice. Let me straddle both worlds for a moment, like I did that snowy day in which I couldn't be contained anymore, and from my mother tumbled forth, because we birth as we live and we die as we love. And when the moon ascends, and maybe the coyote begins to sing over her bones, then mix the last drops of wine with red earth and paint my face with songs so that the sky can play the notes of my Lulla goodbye.